This is Heat Contract. Part 2 of the Sweet Verse, written by Half Hard to Rock. Read by Jinxie. Fandom Teen Wolf. Pairing Derek and Style. He groans out of his heat haze to find Styles passed out beside him, his slack wrist tied and rigged up like a handcuff to Derek's headboard with a jockstrap. It dawns on Derek then that the last thing he can remember is grabbing Styles after the kid's lacrosse game and dragging him back to the house. He moves closer to the well-fucked boy, whining softly, nudging at his pink cheek, breathing in the scent of their mating.
Fuck. You need? Styles asks,
voice all throaty. He moves like he's gotten used to having his wrist tied, lets it dangle there while he slips his free hand between his legs and, with a grimace, starts trying to harden his sleepy cock again for Derek's use.
Shh. No, Styles,
Derek whispers hastily, and stops his wrist. Styles's grimace gets tighter, all sharp-lined with discomfort. Derek helps him, removes his hand from his overused, raw little cock, and rests it against his own chest. Styles sighs and tugs at the warm chest hair there, ineffectually, half asleep still. With careful hands, Derek frees Styles' wrist from the tied jockstrap, then soothes at the red marks it left there.
How long were you tied?
He wonders, voice low and growly.
2 days?
Styles says, but then makes a face like he can't be sure, can't remember.
Shit.
Derek leaps out of bed, jostling the kid, who grumbles, rolls over and hugs his poor wrist to his chest.
I'll get you water, and breakfast, and orange juice,
Derek says, anxious to provide for his mate. Styles snorts softly into the pillow.
Call Scott.
He's supposed to pick me up and take care of me today. Derek thunks his head into the doorframe, frustrated.
Don't, Styles chastises, then yawns hugely.
You knew that before we started. Check the contract. Derek makes a low, tickling growl.
He hates the contract.
You signed it, Styles says, sitting up now with sex-tousled hair, his face all closed off and tired and unhappy. Derek stares at the thing Styles shoves into his hands at his locker. He tries to go in for a kiss, but Styles is stubborn. Styles is annoying. Styles is still mad at him.
Whoa, Styles says, ducking away.
He looks pissy when he stands up.
Don't. Just don't.
Derek rolls his eyes and looks over the paper. It's a contract.
For heat mating.
It's the kind of contract you'd sign with someone at a heat facility, when heat mating is little more than occupational therapy, a medical transaction. It looks like Styles found an example on the internet and plugged in a few of his own conditions, one being no kissing of any kind and no interaction outside of mating. Derek glares at it.
If we're gonna do this,
We're doing it by the contract. If you don't sign it, I won't participate in... Stiles argues as Derek rolls his eyes, uncaps a pen, and signs it. Oh, Stiles says, when Derek shoves it into his hands. Derek snaps his fangs lightly near Stiles's throat, walks off to the sound of the kid's gasp. I'm adding a clause, Stiles calls at him shrilly. No biting.
Oh, please, Derek begs, mouth trembling at Stiles's throat. Please.
Stiles's eyes are huge and dark underneath him, watchful and full of something beautiful, full of knowing, full of understanding. They're almost there. Stiles's rigid cock slicking into the soft pink of Derek's body. So close. Derek is making soft, questioning sounds on every breath. They stare into each other, and Stiles shakes his head once. No. His mate is saying no, and it hurts. Derek sobs, overwhelmed, and buries his head into the musky pillow beside Stiles' throat, and bites that instead. He can feel Stiles' damp skin against his cheek, so close to his teeth, to his bite, but not enough. He sinks his fangs into the pillow in a mockery of the mating bite, feels Stiles' hand find his lower back, arch him into just the right angle. Derek orgasms, snarling with his teeth in the pillow, his face a rictus of frustration. Stiles follows, the hand on his hips spasming tightly while he creams Derek's fever-hot insides. When the heat breaks, Stiles climbs out of his bed and whistles through putting his clothes on. Even when he hurts from being oversexed, he's always distractedly pleased with leaving. Derek usually glowers about it until the kid is gone, and then he climbs back into his mate-wrecked bed and shivers through the needy post-bon aches. It's 2 years into their heat contract, and Stiles is lithe and thick-shouldered, all grown into his gangly body. He doesn't smell like stinky, sexually frustrated boy anymore. He smells like clean sweat and spicy adulthood, and like grass and rich earth from playing lacrosse. Nobody rags on Derek anymore about the kid. When Stiles makes the trip up to Stanford, Derek's roommate makes Stiles stick around for breakfast after. They have some kind of thing going, inside jokes, private conversations. Derek knows they talk on the phone. He can always tell when it's Stiles calling, because Jordan shoots him a look and then gets up and leaves the room before he answers it. Derek tries to make those post-mating breakfasts, but sometimes he's so shaken he can't get out of bed and just watches yearningly as Stiles, all big smiles, meets Jordan in the hall to leave. The kid usually nods back at Derek before he disappears for another month. Sometimes if he's caught up in something Jordan said, he doesn't even say goodbye. Stiles rolls him, grinning playfully, pins Derek down into the bed. Derek goes out for a second, so happy. Incandescent with Stiles' open smile. When he comes back, he's grinning like an idiot, all toothily, can feel it, feel his mouth. And Stiles is just there, hanging over him, the smile gone from his face. Derek feels it drop off his mouth, too, They don't look at each other when Stiles curls Derek's knee around his hip and sinks into his arching body. Derek turns away, panting out his pleasure. When he looks back once, late in the game, Stiles is staring at him with dark eyes, watching. Derek looks away again, with a whimper. He feels Stiles trace his hot tongue up his spine, pausing to press a soft kiss to Derek's nape. Derek drops his head with a groan. He's on the verge of his heat breaking, aching inside from the sex, from his prostate getting hot rubbed so tightly, it feels sex-burned now. I can't. Just one more. You can do it, Stiles tells him, dragging his lips all over Derek's warm shoulders, wrecking him. The kid pumps relentlessly into him, inexhaustible. Sex with Stiles is beautiful now, the kid so capable, powering through several muscular fucks every single heat. Come on. Stiles finds his ear, worries it in his teeth, sucks it. Come on, baby. Derek comes with harsh trembles, his abs twitching under Stiles' palm. Stiles sinks in one last time and spurts. After, Stiles pulls out abruptly, leaves Derek cold and clammy. He sits at the end of Derek's dorm bed with his head in his hands for a long, silent minute. Derek can't keep his eyes open for long, though. Slips into a post-heat coma for a few hours. When he wakes, Stiles is gone. I need to break our heat contract, Stiles says over the phone, like a coward. Derek's fangs fill his mouth. If Jordan was there right now, he'd maul him. Is it Jordan? Derek snarls. Stiles gives a hysterical little laugh, unhappy sounding and upset. Fuck you. Of course not. Fuck. I just... Fuck you, Derek. Derek grits his teeth so hard his jaw hurts. Fine. He hisses and hangs up. He throws his phone, but it just bounces off his jacket hung on the back of his door, hits the rug with a light thump. He drops into bed, bared fangs pressed into his pillow while he seethes. The first heat is lonely, so lonely. He asks Jordan to leave for the weekend, afraid he might end up in his bed, clawing the man's cock into his starved asshole. But instead he's just miserable and sore, shivering through fevers and racked heat spasms. He calls his mom the day it breaks because she's worried, worried he'll hurt himself. He can barely talk, just makes a little pitiful noise over the line. Sweetheart, eat something. Take care of yourself. Let Jordan order some food. Derek can't even get himself into a shower, just curls up in his bed, and is sick and exhausted for another day after, aching to his bones for Stiles. The next one is just as bad. He's home for the summer by then. He's a ghost of himself for a week after, wandering around in a daze, depressed. Laura takes him to the beach for the day, and he just sits there, frowning, shivery cold and weak like he's just gotten over the flu. You have to snap out of it, she begs. Pulls up his hoodie, covers his head, and cinches it closed. Come on, Derek. You're freaking Mom out. He shrugs like a surly teenager, peers off down the beach at the faint figures of some other kids in the sand, wonders if they're anyone Styles knows. His mom asks him to stop by her work, so he grabs them both sandwiches and brings them by the law firm. When she opens her office door, Derek stops in the doorway and frowns in confusion at the sight of Jackson Whittemore standing beside her desk in a full suit and tie, looking awkward. Hi, honey. Come inside. His mom beckons. Jackson, Derek wonders. I thought you were living in New York now. Jackson shoots Derek's mom a look and then says, Yeah. But your mom said... She said you, Derek gets it then. It hits him like a slap to the face. He drops the sandwiches and walks out. Derek, his mom calls after him. He peels out of the parking lot, angrily knuckling at his eyes, though they're dry. She calls him later, and he snarls, I don't need you to mate-match me. She sighs, I'm just worried about you. I don't want anybody else, Derek growls, and he realizes he's crying a little then. He squinches his eyes shut tight, tries to hold it back, and gets all hot-faced for it. His mom fusses over him like she knows, makes soothing sounds and says, Okay, okay, over and over. The third time, he's back at school, and Jordan hangs around for it, face grim. He helps Derek get something to drink at one point, drags the sheet up over Derek's brutalized-looking sex. Heat hormones are brutal. They kiss a little after, helplessly. But Derek falls away and holds him back, arching his face out of reach. Jordan takes the hint and leaves the bedroom, closes the door quietly behind him. Derek falls asleep with a toy inside him, soothing him just enough so he can pass out. He wakes up to Styles climbing over him, bare-chested and smelling so fucking good. Derek can't even talk for a minute because he's taking huge lungfuls of him. When he finally does, it's just one broken Styles. He drags Styles into him, clinging. Cries a little at how warm and soft Styles' skin feels. Styles puts their forehead together and hovers there, breathing harshly for a second, like he's overwhelmed. And then he reaches under Derek, takes a firm hold of the toy inside him, and slicks it out. Derek hisses through his teeth in need. 3 lonely months without Styles, all heavy on him, making him almost bitter-smelling with frustration. Styles doesn't wait. Derek inhales sharply at the blunt press of his cockhead, and then his eyes roll back in his head as Styles nails into him slowly, thoroughly. Seated deep, Styles groans. His lips suddenly ticklishly close to Derek's mouth. Derek holds his breath, scared, heart pounding, and just like that, so easy, Styles is kissing him. Derek croons through it, eyes slipped closed and cheeks flushed with pleasure. They kiss for a long time, locking at the mouth, between the legs. Then Stiles gives one harsh, sharp thrust, and their mouths pop free. Oh, Derek moans. Adam's apple in sharp relief as he arches into it. Get back here. Fuck. Come here. Stiles begs. Mouth sloppy looking, ruddy already. Derek lifts up to meet his mouth again, winds through another sharp, hungry thrust. When they break apart, Stiles demands it again. Kiss me. Derek has to take his face in his hands, sucks his tongue while Stiles' cock knocks the breath out of him. When he's close, he's eating at Stiles' mouth. The kid's face gone slack and lost, fucking in a heat fever now, eyes glassy. Derek sucks his lips, bites lightly at them, tilts his head to the side so he can eat him out deep, tongue working athletically. When Stiles finally comes, they're mewling into each other's mouth. Derek only has to fumble at his own cock, and he's coming too, splashing Stiles' lean, flushed chest with his orgasm. Derek eats him up all over after, sucks at his mouth hungrily, then his nipples, tastes under his arms, and tongue bathes his jumping abdomen. And then he takes his delicately soft cock in his mouth and sucks it carefully into the silky heat of his cupped mouth, sucks it back to stiffness. When he comes out of the blankets, Stiles is panting, eyes wet, face all full of pain. Derek buries his face into Stiles' chest, racked with shivers, whining helplessly. Come here, Stiles sniffs, tugging his hair. They kiss softly, patiently, tender little sips at each other's mouths while Stiles lines himself up, sinks into Derek's ripe body again. They make heat love, nuzzled close. Derek ends up with his face against Stiles' neck, the kid holding him close and dear while he flexes up into his ass. I love you, he whispers brokenly against Derek's forehead. And Derek can't help it. He sinks his fangs into Stiles' throat in response. Stiles comes with a shocked cry. The third time he rolls them, puts Derek on his stomach, pins his face down, his palm to his head, forcing him in place. He isn't gentle, gives it to Derek with quickened hips, panting breaths all angry and frantic. Derek closes his eyes, goes pliant for Stiles' struggling body. Stiles is working something off inside him, with the burn and impatient fuck of his cock. When he comes, he drops down and sobs at Derek's cheek, pressed close. When Derek twists around to offer his mouth, Stiles takes it, tears salting their kiss. The next time, they fuck face to face, and Derek presses up on his palms to offer a kiss. Stiles' boyish hips jerk as their tongues tease together. Stiles bites the thick knot of Derek's shoulder, coming with a muffled scream. They sink into the mattress after, Derek's legs still locked around his slim hips, holding his soft cock inside him. Jordan checks on them a few minutes later, opening the door a crack to look in, before he closes it gently again. Stiles is passed out in his arms, between his knees. So Derek takes a moment to lap the sweat off his temple, his throat, neatening him up. The last time, they're on their hands and knees, Styles mounted like a dog. Derek loves it, wants to be a wolf bitch for the teenager. This time something happens, something that arrests the breath in Derek's chest, makes him rush with shivers, overwhelmed. His insides get so hot, with something swamping through his gut. He's so tender and hot and sensitive, deep in his sex, his ass. He stares wide-eyed at the wall, mouth agape, shocked. Styles nudges deep into the very center of that heat and tenderness, and unloads. When he finally takes a deep, shaky breath, he smells it. The sweetness of being bred. He pops his claws into the blankets and creams his face off. "You bred me," he says in awe. Styles collapsed at his back. "Shut up," Styles grumbles against his shoulder. Derek rolls them, making Styles groan in pain. He lifts himself over the kid. "Styles, you bred me," he says again, adamant. Styles squints at him through sex-hot eyes, checks Derek's seriousness, and then covers his face with his hands and groans. "Oh, fuck." Spunk drips all over his warm inner thighs as he kisses at Styles' hands and nudges them open so he can get at Styles' mouth, too. They kiss softly until Styles cups his face in those palms, tilts his head and deepens it. The slow, hungry work of his tongue is enough to tell Derek how the kid really feels about putting his pups deep in Derek's body. And Derek smiles into it. The end. For now. If you've enjoyed this story, you can leave comments or kudos to the author at archiveofourown.org/works/239-7407. Thanks for listening.